Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q2 and H1 FY19 earnings conference call. Today, I am joined by Mr. Sudhir Goyal, our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sanjay Arora, Director of Operations, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our updated results presentation on exchanges, and I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. As an industry update, Q1 and Q2 were hit by unseasonal rains, which hampered the secondary sales and led to inventory buildup across the dealers, distributors, and brands. Since we work with a quarter lag effect with brands, our sales in Q2 were also muted. However, the channel inventory, which was built up due to unseasonal sales, unseasonal rains, is now being liquidated now, and demand is also gaining momentum. Despite the headwinds from the industry in H1 FY19, our full year outlook is in terms achieving 2.1 million units for FY19 to remain intact with strong order book and volume visibility for later half of the year. We have observed these seasonal shifts over the years, but broad-based industry outlook and order book looks robust, which will help us delivering the performance guidance. In its notification on 27th September, government has increased the custom duty from 10 to 20% on air conditioners. This will add up to Amber's benefit in catering new demand of ACs, which were previously being imported. We should expect a shift from imports to domestic procurement across the industry due to the cost competitiveness and higher flexibility in model mix. Since Amber is market leader in outsourced ODM, OEM, RAC segment with complete range of product offering and 11 manufacturing facilities locating strategically in customer cluster, we expect higher demand and are confident in outperforming the industry. I will now take you through the operational numbers. We have reported all numbers on standalone basis. The total revenue for Q2 FY19 should add Rs. 226 crores as against Rs. 265 crores for the corresponding quarter last year. Our revenues for H1 FY19 stood at Rs. 828 crores as against 889 crores in H1 FY18. Overall revenue grew by 6.8% on Y-on-Y basis for H1 FY19, whereas we have seen a growth in revenue of 12% and 19% in our AC components and non-AC component segment respectively. Non-AC components grew from Rs. 115 crores in H1 FY18 to Rs. 137 crores in H1 FY19, and AC component grew to 76 crores in H1 FY19 as compared to Rs. 68 crores in H1 FY18. In volume terms, we have sold 7.31 lakhs unit in H1 FY19 as compared to 8.69 lakh unit in H1 FY18, down by 16%. However, our full year outlook remains the same with robust order book in the hand. Operating EBITDA for H1 FY19 stood at Rs. 71 crores as compared to Rs. 78 crores for corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margins were 8.6% for H1 FY19 as compared to 8.8% for H1 FY18. Since we are witnessing growth in our AC and non-AC components, we are confident of improving margins trajectory going forward. Other income includes Rs. 7.43 crores of forex loss, on which 6.9 crores is realized loss and Rs. 0.44 crores is unrealized. PAT for H1 FY19 stood at Rs. 27.1 crores as compared to Rs. 27.9 crores for the corresponding H1 FY18. However, debt repayment led to PAT margin improvement by 13 basis points on year-on-year basis to 3.3% in H1 FY19. On the way forward, we would like to state that with the increased custom duty for air conditioners and shift towards domestic manufacturing and procurement by brands will lead to higher domestic demand across production customers. With new customer addition, strengthening of our existing relationship, increased product offering by way of strong R&D and expanding to new geographies, we are confident of outperforming the industry. And as we see an increase in volumes for our products, our investments that we have done in the past, we'll see better returns. Increased capacity utilization will lead to operating leverages, playing out leading to better profitability. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are also requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening.
I just wanted to understand how is the inventory level situation in the channel and with brand owners, and could higher inventory imply a weak Q3 as well, or do you think that situation is now normalizing?
Yeah, though, so like as you know, there was unseasonal rains in the in India, and due to that, there were really a lot of inventory in the channel. But now with the demand increasing, this inventory is getting liquidated and getting normalized day by day and month on month basis. And that is the reason we're hoping forward. And we are looking at now the traction, the order book is getting traction. And, it's increasing every day by day. And so the inventory levels are decreasing and in the channel. And we look forward for good growth and a robust order book in Q4 and Q3 moving forward.
Because Q3 last year, I think there would have been increased production on account of preponement of sales before new energy efficiency norms. And to that extent, do you think that we can surpass the numbers that we had delivered in Q3 last year?
Yeah, I mean, two things have happened if you see. I mean, first is that the channel was completely, full of inventory, and now the channel is getting liquidated, and hence the pipeline is dried, of the channel is getting dried. So definitely everybody would like to fill up that with that pipeline. Second is this custom duty hike, with custom duty hike, we are seeing a lot of traction of, new inquiries for manufacturing the air conditioners. So though that would definitely, those inquiries will transform into business in Q4 because the hike happened in September, and as we move forward and, it takes a little bit time to convert the inquiry into a business. So we are hoping that in Q4 we could see a lot of these inquiries being converted into business.
Understood, sir. Yeah. And, sir, given that rupee has been depreciating so sharply, has that had an impact on margins of our business as well? Because from what I understand, there must be some delay in passing on the impact of rupee depreciation and increased commodity costs.
Yes, I mean, there has been, but as you know, I mean, we are able to pass on the depreciation of the rupee to our customers, though there is a lag. So definitely margins also will have a lag a little bit off there. But yes, we are able to, pass on to our customers, both the commodity as well as the FX changes. So definitely with the lag, we would be able to make it. And now new orders are coming, so all the new orders are being discussed at the, the current commodities. So going forward, as and when they convert into business, definitely that would be on the new commodities and new FX only.
Right. And so is it possible to indicate some number as to how big the impact could have been on Q2 numbers? Because of rupee depreciation, how badly would Q2 numbers have got impacted? Would we have some quantification for that?
So are you talking about in Q2 or Q3?
In Q2.
In Q2, I mean, if you see, I mean, the FX loss was almost to the tune of 1.7 crores. But again, I mean, like many of the, from the customer side, there are quarterly contracts, so we are able to change the contracts moving forward. And we are in process of also, and we are changing the moving forward. And the new customers which we are bringing on board will be on the new commodity and FX only.
Understood, sir. And lastly, sir, what was the capex that we incurred in H1, and what's our expectation for FY19? And do we intend to set up any new facilities in the near term?
So the capex incurred in H1 was around 30 crores, and we intend to do a capex of around 50 to 55 crores on year this financial year. However, with the hike in custom duty, we are clearly seeing a lot of inquiries, and we'll have to map the capacity and the various locations where the customers are asking. So we continue to evaluate that and that capacities and the locations where customer cluster is and where customer's requirement is. And accordingly, we will take a decision of setting if we need to increase the current capacities or current operations or setting up a greenfield facility.
Perfect. That's very helpful, sir.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankur Sharma of Motilal Oswal Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. First question would be on this custom duty hike. If you could just clarify, is this doubling of duty to 20%, only on the completely built units, or is it also on the parts? So if you're importing the IDUs and the ODUs separately, would this duty also double there?
See, I mean, the custom duty hike is on special chapter 8415, right?
Yeah.
From 10 to 20%. So depending upon the various customers bringing on in what chapter and what heading, the custom duty will be according to that. However, definitely the duty is on complete finished good from 10 to 20%. And regarding the parts, depending upon the chapter heading and depending upon the part, which part you are bringing in, the custom duty will vary, because there are some parts which are imported at 10% and there would be some parts which will be imported at 20% also. So it varies from the part to part as well as from chapter heading to chapter heading.
So where I was coming from was, what I understand is most manufacturers would be bringing the IDUs separately at the compressors and then kind of assembling it in India. So what I'm trying to get at is, if the duty increases only on the CBU, the unit as a whole, does it really make a big difference in terms of moving the, moving it back to India is what I'm trying to get at.
Sure, go ahead.
No, that's all, sir. Please.
See, if you see, currently in India, around 30 to 35% is still imported, right? So that is in CBU. However, there is an IDU, Indo units also, which are imported, which are largely imported. So the CBU, which is, imported, definitely has an increase of custom duty. However, the part depends upon various, heading as well as configurations, and what kind of configuration you are bringing that in, what kind of chapter heading you are bringing in. So it varies from heading to heading and customer to customer.
Sure. Okay. So to kind of stress this one last thing is that, so I would assume even Amber would be importing IDU, so are we still paying 10% duty, or has duty gone up to 20% there?
So Amber does not import IDUs, because Amber is a total solution provider in air conditioners. So if you see, we ventured into IDU 4 years back. And in fact, we would be the one of the largest manufacturers of indoor units in India and providing local solutions.
Yep.
And that is why we are total solution provider for as far as air conditioners are concerned.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the bigger opportunity is this entire 30-35%, which is CBUs getting imported earlier, moving now to you.
The indoor units also, because more and more as the CBU is moving, definitely the complete built out unit has to be. It's better to make it local. And secondly, there are, as the volumes are increasing in the industry, people are looking for more and more solutions, whether it is ODU concerned or it is IDU also concerned, So more and more traction is coming for local manufacturers, specifically with the hiking duty.
I understand. Great. That's very helpful, sir. And just a follow-up on the inventory piece, in terms of the inventory in the channel, you know, is it back to where it was maybe last year? You know, I mean, obviously we've seen very warm weather in the west part of the country this time, and there has been inventory liquidation. So are we back to where you would be comfortable with the inventory, or do you think we still need to see the Diwali, you know, the lighter Diwali end, that time period to go back or rather go through before you start seeing more normalized levels of inventory?
See, I can comment on the inventory point of from my customer side, because I don't know how much the inventory has been liquidated in the secondary sales. But definitely we are, you know, seeing an uptick of demand from our customers. So that definitely clearly shows that the inventory is getting liquidated. And, you know, more and more inventory get liquidated, we get the increase in orders also. But yes, I mean, with the, as you rightly said, that the western part is seeing a kind of a summer, a second summer, we call it, you know. So a lot of sales is happening over there. And hence, inventories are getting normalized. Whether it is to the effect of, you know, earlier levels, it's very difficult for me to say, because of this. I mean, that's probably the brands to answer for the secondary sales side. But yes, it is getting normalized day by day.
Great, sir. Thank you so much, and best of luck. This is very helpful.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. We'll take a next question from the line of Bhumika Nair of IDFC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to ask a question. Sir, if I look at it, you know, in the first half, we've seen a very sharp decline in volumes. While we understand that there is some channel inventory and, you know, the unfavorable rains have impacted demand and channel inventory, but the decline seems far sharper than what we understand from talking to some of the brands, wherein, you know, it seems to be a flattish to a marginal decline in volumes. So if you can just elaborate a little bit on that. And when we are looking at a 10% growth for the full year at 2.1 versus 1.9, that implies that the second half will actually grow at a very fast pace of 33%. So given that, you know, last year, third quarter, there was some inventory built up on the pre-buying, this seems to be a fairly sharp jump in volumes. So, you know, how are you seeing in terms of October already gone by in terms of volumes, and you know, the confidence levels for achieving these numbers?
So, Bhumika, good evening. And in fact, if you see the way customers do place our orders with us, there is always a quarter lag with us. You know, the time to market from manufacturing to secondary sales is almost a quarter. So, definitely, you know, if you see the markets and the brands are looking at uptick in the sales, and hence that clearly shows and that is the reason why the orders are looking better and better with us also. Moving forward, our you know, year round numbers which we talk about, the it's 2.1 million, that stays intact. So we are confident of achieving it because we have brought a few customers on board. And so customer addition, product portfolio, as well as this hike in duty is helping also in terms of, you know, more and more inquiries coming aboard. And we are confident of converting those inquiries into business, as we are rightly placed company with the complete product portfolio with us. So the year-round growth, the year-round numbers remains intact. However, this is a small blip due to the unseasonal rain. And now with the inventories getting liquidated at the customer's end, this will, the lag of quarter should show in our books also and in our sales also.
So would you have seen some improvement in traction in the month of October? I mean, if you can just give some qualitative feel in terms of the growth levels, et cetera, that can help us getting the same confidence.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely we are seeing an improvement in October. And November is also very is strong, and December is also very strong. So as I told you, we also brought few customers on board. Those customers are on board, and the sales from them will be starting from November, December onwards. And all of the customers who, many of the customers who were manufacturing locally as well as importing, those are also looking at local manufacturing now. And we do have the relationship with them. We are already manufacturers to them, you know. We are already solution providers to them. So the increase in kitty is also playing a role over there. So, yes, I mean, October is good. November is back. December looks very robust. And December onwards, January, February, March also looks very good and robust.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Some bookkeeping questions. If I can get the volume breakup for the current quarter and for last year in terms of ODU, IDU, windows, and if I could get the revenues of PICL, Ilgin, Ever, as you know, to just get some sense on how consolidated is moving.
So on the volumes level, we have done. Let's move volumes. So on volume terms, I mean, we have done 731,000 units over here in terms of complete air conditioners units. And in terms of Ilgin and PICL, if you talk about Ilgin, I mean, has been a good strategy for Amber so far. And as part of our continuous effort to grow inorganic, and Ilgin is the right fit, we are seeing a lot of inquiries over there. And we have been successfully able to crack customers over there, and those customers are also on board now. Starting December, they will be on board because, as you know, the PCB is a very reliable component, so it takes little time and lag for customers to come on board. So we have already got the go-ahead from the customers, and the sales from them should be starting from December onwards. So overall, over if you talk about Ilgin, it did the sales of around of 167 crores in H1. And coming to your question of PICL, PICL I mean has seen a muted growth on H1 due to again it's majorly an air conditioner play and unseasonal rain has affected PICL also. While now since industry is getting back to normal. So we are seeing a traction of sales getting better and better over there. So the total revenue of PICL has been 50 crores in H1. And we are aiming at a decent growth moving forward.
Okay. And lastly, Ever, I mean, I understand we will not consolidate it because we just acquired it. But nevertheless, the first half revenue number.
Yeah. So Ever also did sales of 134 crores in H1.
Okay. Great, so I'll get back in the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Abhini Dhanand of SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. First, I just want to know how Ilgin, the process of client approval, etc., is going on, and are we on track to, you know, have our FY19 and 20 target in terms of revenue that we had earlier indicated.
Yeah, good evening, Abhineet. Yes, I mean, Ilgin is seeing a lot of traction from customers, and it has been good play so far. And specifically, if you see the inverterization happening, and now with hike in duty, the localization will happen more and more over here. So, you know, more and more local solutions would be required. In terms of customer addition, we have been successfully able to onboard two customers of Amber into Ilgin, and definitely these customers, though right now we are in terms of you know, reliability clearances and pilot lot production, but mass production will start from December onwards. And yes, I mean, looking forward, as Ilgin was lacking the R&D and design capabilities earlier, but now with Amber coming on board, we have made those capabilities, and we are able to give more and more better and better solutions to our customers, and hence we are now looking forward for, you know, more and more traction in next coming years also, because we'll be able to give good solutions to our customers. Specifically on the other side, other than air conditioners also, you know, other than air conditioners, we are also evaluating with the various outside air conditioners, PCB manufacturing solutions also. So yes, I mean, various customers are coming on board. So we are on track to our figures of 19, 20 and 2021.
Okay. And one of the participants, I think, asked about PICL and Elgin sales. If you can also help, what has been the EBITDA or PAT, anything would be comfortable.
So in Elgin, the PAT, the EBITDA levels, operating EBITDA was around 4.5% in Elgin, and ever on the sales of 135 crores, operating EBITDA was of 3.2%.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Sanjeev Zarbade from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Sanjeev.
Hi, sir. Sir, my question was regarding the balance sheet, where we have seen that there has been some significant swing in terms of cash flow, wherein our cash has declined as compared to the March 18 figure, and the borrowings has also gone up. So apart from the capex, what else has led to this significant swing in our balance sheet?
See, in respect of cash, in the month of March, we have a cash in hand in respect of the IPO money, which is being to be paid to the for the IPO expenses, against which we have not received the bills or invoices from the respective agencies or consultants. So that money was kept in the IPO account. Okay, and balance and the other cash was in the peak season. See, as we have a positive cycle in terms of the trade terms with debtors and creditors, so in the peak season, we always have a positive cash. And in the off-peak season, since our creditors and LCs are getting paid, so we start utilizing our limits.
Okay, so by the end of this fiscal, would we be, what kind of position we would be after incurring capex in terms of the debt? Like, could we be back to the zero debt kind of a position, or there could still be some debt by the end of this fiscal?
Yeah, hopefully the way we are having the order books in hand and we are seeing the growth in coming two quarters, so we'll be very hopeful that we'll be having a positive cash in the year end.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Rahul Ranade from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to clarify one thing. So will we be consolidating Elgin ever and PICL as 100% subsidiaries in our annual accounts for FY19?
See, PICL is our 100% subsidiary. Elgin is 70% at present, and it will remain 70% by year-end as well. And ever, at present, we are having 19% as far as shareholding is concerned. But we have taken a board control on ever from with effect from 1st of October. And quite sure that we will be acquiring balance 51%, maybe by December end, maximum by January. So yeah, by year end, in ever, we also be holding 70%.
Okay. So then the remaining will appear as a minority interest in the annual accounts of the consolidated. Okay.
No, if you see the last year's numbers as well, when we acquired 70% Elgin, so we have a chance that we have an option to acquire balance 30% post 2.5-3 years. So auditors are taking a view that since you are having option, so they are consolidating 100%.
Okay, and then whatever, you know, share of profit, it gets parked in liabilities, is it? Then,
yeah, then there is a corresponding liability which we have created against the future payment for acquiring balance 30%.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan of Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to clarify one thing. So, in the industry, the completely imported kits are what percentage of the overall volume, sir?
So, overall volume of industry, if you see, the import percentage is somewhere around 30-35%, which is still imported as of today. I mean, you're talking about the CBU, right? So as a completely built-out unit, around 30-35% is still imported. However, with the Now, the hike in duty, definitely more and more people are looking for their local solutions over here. However, the if you look at it, the industry is developed into window AC, IDU and split ACs, you know. So window ACs is largely domestic, and IDU is, most of it is imported. However, there are local manufacturers over here, local brands, and while the CBU is around 30 to 35%.
Okay, and what would be the rough cost difference now post the import duty hike between us and say China or Thailand kind of manufacturing?
See, I mean, earlier we were in a parity with China, and with this hike, definitely this duty will be advantageous for domestic manufacturing. However, you know, pricing from China depends upon various things like strategy in China, FX factors, RMB depreciation, and many other sectors too. So, however, it is very difficult to tell what would be the cost delta. But yes, I mean, one thing is for sure that custom duty hike is definitely helpful for companies like Amber who are pure domestic play.
Okay, sir. And sir, in terms of compressor also, there was hike in duty, but that was to a lesser extent. Are you seeing an increased trend of sourcing compressors from Haile and other domestic manufacturers?
So if you see, there was a 2.5% increase in customer duty hike. So on a you know a sale price of around 4,500 rupees, it's a 2.5% is ministerial. So definitely you know and also it's more about solution available in domestic industry. So yes, Haile is also one of the most competitive manufacturer over here. But other than that, there are other players who give solutions from China itself, and they are also giving right pricing over there. So definitely it's a mix of both Haile and the other customer.
Okay, and one keeping question, sir. The PICL's EBITDA margin also, if you can share for the first half and the PAT numbers for these three subsidiary entities.
So PICL, if you see, it did a sales of 50 crores in H1 with a beta of almost around 6.5%. Of course, as PICL also has seen a muted growth in H1 due to the unseasonal rains and industry not doing good. But moving forward, definitely the industry is gaining traction. And order book is coming back to normal in PICL.
And, sir, if you could share the PAT numbers also, it would be really helpful, sir, LG and PICL level.
So the PAT number in LG is around 1.3%.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ever is also at the same, around 1.3%.
And PICL would be slightly higher?
PICL is not higher. It's almost around at 1% right now because of the, again, as I told you, that due to unseasonal rains, you know, the sales in PICL have been hit, and also its export in PICL is not doing good because of the Middle East crisis. So definitely the fixed expenses don't get, decreased as in tandem to the decrease in the sales. So it is almost around 1% over there.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for answering the questions.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Kunal Sheth from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to, if you can speak a little bit about, while we have been adding new customers, how have been our initiative of increasing the wallet share within the current customer going on, and how has been the success there?
So, as you know, I mean, Amber is a solution provider in various, segments. So, definitely, if you see, I mean, we have increased our revenue in non-AC and AC components. This is the result of increasing the wallet share in current customers only. So we have been able to give more and more solutions in the component space to our current customers. Separately on the air conditioner side is also the same, that specifically, we have seen the increase in the order book from our current customers. And there were some customers who used to manufacture, ODU and import IDUs. But now we are seeing that we are able to give them solutions of indoor unit also with total solution with us available.
Okay. So, essentially, the growth in non-AC business is also from largely contributed by current customers is what you see.
Yes, largely it is like we were able to add different components of non-AC components such as refrigerator and washing machine molding components to with our current customers. So it is a result of that, and AC component is also similar.
Okay. And sir, my second question, as you mentioned, after import duty hike on EC components, lot of customers are talking to you about various solutions. So what is the scope of discussion there? I mean, are they talking about, moving specific components which they were importing to you guys, or they are looking for a complete solution in terms of fully built unit?
See, Amber is a total solution provider, and we provide solutions in various segments, from air conditioners, from CBU to window AC to ODU to IDU, as well as kit. And also on the component side, we are into sheet metal, into molding, and into, PCB motors, heat exchangers. So if you see, the hike in duty has been on the air conditioner side. So definitely more and more inquiries are coming for a completely built out unit. But yes, there were some customers where we were already making ODUs and IDU were being imported. So those customers are asking for now complete local solution over here. So for that, if you see, the addition would be only IDU over there.
Okay.
But however, the new customers which we are bringing on board, there we are talking about completely built out unit only. Because now we are complete solution provider. We are an indoor unit. We have all the indoor unit range from 1 ton to 1.5 to 2 ton. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is inverter or fixed speed. So we are able to give the total solutions to our customers over here.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhineet Anand of SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Now, the 16% fall in volumes, which part of the business, which is basically IDU, ODU, windows, have been impacted most? If you can share the number, it would be very good.
I don't have the mix, the details of the IDU, ODU and this, but largely it is based upon the ODU numbers, because if you see, the large wallet share of ours is from the ODU and ODU kit and IDU, basically. So, and specifically, if you see in industry also, the lot of inventory which is stuck is of indoor unit and outdoor unit, which is being now liquidated. So, it is largely based upon ODU and IDU and ODU kit.
Okay. And one last thing, sir, just more from the sector perspective. Have you seen any, the Chinese player or somebody who are thinking in terms of putting up a plant in India, similar to ours or other, being an OEM?
Well, Chinese players are here, since long time. Midea, which is the largest OEM and ODM in the world, is here. Haier is here, which is also into OEM and ODM activity. So they are already present over here, two of the largest one. I am not aware of anyone else as of today. But definitely two of OEM and ODM in the world are already present in their own brands in India since long time.
So they are building their own brands, or are they supplying to some of our large customers as well?
No, if you see, they are into their own brands only in India. Because again, it's a lot of conflict of interests with the current customers also. But in India, they are seeing India as a complete brand opportunity currently.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhijit Sinha from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. I just wanted to understand that, you know, we have a currently a 55% market share and a 19% market share in the OEMs and the overall industry, right? I just want to understand, is that like a consolidated place or could we like increase that and in what level?
See, currently, if you see, I mean, the total outsourcing in India, I mean, we have 19% share of business of the total outsourcing in India.
Correct.
Now, with this hike in duty, as well as more and more customers, volume increasing, and more customers want to have local manufacturing, then we are rightly placed rightly placed solution provider in India currently. So definitely, we will be able to give more and more solutions to our customers. So definitely, going forward, we should be able to increase our wallet share as well as more market share of this OEM ODM activity.
Sir, but won't the total market increase itself? Like, obviously, there will be other companies also getting demand, right?
Yeah, so if the market increases, that creates opportunity for us also, because if market increases, say at double digit growth, and hence that creates a more opportunity for us also, because as we are total solution provider and we are able to give this entire solution to our customers, more and more customers would be looking for local solutions. Like 35, like I told you, like earlier, like CBU was being imported. With hike in duty, more and more people would be looking for a local solution over here. So definitely that creates a great opportunity for us also to give the solution to our customers.
Perfect, sir. And one more thing, sir, is that obviously you were mentioning that, you know, the import duty was not just for the air conditioning, and you do other parts as well, like your small parts and the windows, ACs and all that segment. Do we see expanding our portfolio even more, like in the types of products that we do?
I didn't get your question.
Apart from the room ACs, sir, would we be being an OEM for other?
See, currently we are pure focused on air conditioners. As if you see, air conditioners in the entire segment of home appliance is the least penetrated product, right? And in the world also, if you see, AC is the one product which goes into each and every house. And if it goes into one house, it does not stay at one. The number grows into two, into three, as far as the rooms are there, right? And second, AC is one product which goes into the, into the shops, into the hotels, into schools. So the penetration level of air conditioners is the one product where penetration level goes beyond 100% also in for air conditioners. So as Amber, if you see, I mean, we are into an industry which is at 4% penetration level, growing at 10 to 12%. So if we focus over here and we give the complete solutions and make our products more and more stronger and more robust products, timely solutions with our customers, there's a lot of opportunity in this. However, if you see, we are also into AC and non-AC components. You know, so over there, we would definitely look for, forward for increasing the wallet share and increase new customers into both non-AC and AC components. So we are into various segments like sheet metal. We are into, injection molding, into heat exchangers, into electronics. So we can give various solutions to our customers who are not related to ACs. Like currently, the acquisition of Elgin, if you see, we are giving PCBs for refrigerator. We are giving for washing machine, TV, for water purifier and microwave oven. So we would definitely like to grow that segment and would like to grow more and more components, different kind of components in that verticals to our customers. Hello?
Looks like the participant has moved out from the queue. We'll take our next question. Before we take our next question, we'd like to remind participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from Abhishek Puri of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just a couple of questions on the strategy part. First, what would be your capacity in the ODU and IDU and how much is the utilization rate at this point in time? I'm just trying to ascertain how much of the incremental growth can you capture.
See, again, the capacity, currently we are operating at, you know, around 67% to 70% on a seasonal basis capacity. And so our capacity is also defined based upon various products like ODU, IDU, and window AC. These are interchangeable. So if I have a capacity of assembly line where I can manufacture a window AC, I'll be able to manufacture ODU and IDU also. So it's interchangeable, and currently we are operating at around 67% to 70% of our capacity on the seasonal basis.
So in terms of lakhs of units that you can produce in a season or in the full year, what will be that capacity, sir?
I'll have to do that math and come back to you. But if you see, I mean, this currently we are aiming for 2.1 million units at this capacity, 67 to 70% on the seasonal basis capacities.
Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah.
And secondly, have you done any cost analysis as to how much more competitive you would have become after this 10% increase in import duty?
See, again, I tell you, I mean, you know, we were always in the on the parity with China. And the imports which was being carried out into India. But again, you know, locally, if you see, I mean, we are one of the competitive with the backward integration available with us. We are most backward integrated player in air conditioners is concerned. But the pricing from, you know, imports do vary on various factors. So it can vary as on the strategy, local strategies over there, on FX factors, on RMB depreciation, and many other factors. So locally, if you see, we are one of the most competitive players in the industry because of our backward integration and because of, you know, various configurations and various solutions and strong R&D presence in this industry. However, if you talk about parity as or the delta with the imports, it's very difficult to say because it depends and vary depending upon various factors, macros and micro factors in their in their own country, in China or in import country where it is coming from.
Okay, so let me ask this question in some other way. So we've seen that the some of the AC players that have a high import content in their raw material prices, their margins are much better than that of the guys who have much lesser import content locally. This is from an AC company's point of view, who are selling ACs in the market. For them to take a decision to come to you with this increase in import duty, so I'm just trying to ascertain the shift, how quickly it can happen and how big those volumes could be for you.
See, currently, if you see, a lot of CBU is being imported to India, right? And as the duty hike has happened to the 10%, so definitely...
Would you know the quantum? I'm sorry to you know, interrupt. How much CBUs would be imported? Because from all the
currently
large...
Currently, it is around 30 to 35%, which is 30% is what is being imported into India.
Okay.
Yeah,
because from most of the players that we speak to, I mean, all the large players that I'm talking about, they are saying that they only import IDUs. And if there is no duty increase in that, that volume is unlikely to shift.
So if you see, I mean, if ODU shifts and if I'm able to give the solution locally over here, IDU, it does not make sense for them to go just only get IDU also. However, okay. That said, I mean, you know, if you see, even IDU players also, as the volumes are increasing, everybody is looking for a local solution over here. You know, so it is really a great opportunity with hike in duty for us, because not only big players, even the smaller players who used to just go to and get import, they are also approaching us. So it's a mix of both. One. Where we were giving ODU and IDU were being imported and the volumes are increasing, so they are looking for local solutions and they are able to localize the IDUs over here with us, and because we are able to give them solution over here. Second, also that, you know, the players who were smaller in size, but they wanted to import from China earlier because of the volumes as well as So now they also are looking for local players and local domestic manufacturing. So it's not only IDU, but also if you see the CBUs which were imported, they also can be domestically produced. And IDU, definitely everybody is looking for more and more IDUs. Everybody is looking for local solutions here as we move forward.
Okay. That's helpful. All the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nitin Arora of Access Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, as you said, 30-35% of the completely built unit is currently imported. So if we count the number of players, so let's take Voltas, LG, Daikin, Hitachi, and now you add up almost 80%, and Lloyd, that's almost 80% of the market. I think more than 80-85% of the market, and Blue Star does some imports of the CPUs. So, don't you think that number is too high? Because that could be some players like Go General, Godrej, that would be importing, or let's say Micromax. It doesn't seem like that, because all these players are in-house or importing IDU separate, compression anyway, which comes imported. So a CPU unit, 30-35% of the total volume of the market is too high.
So if you look at a lot of the brands who are locally manufacturing are also importing, right? And also as per my information, it is around 30 to 35, 30%. And if you see the brands, various brands, they are also importing while also locally manufacturing over here. What you are talking about is the brands who are all, you know, manufacturing here, but they are also importing. So the total number is they have 18% of sales, definitely right, but they have 80% of sales, but out of that, how much they import and how much they produce locally is also a question.
That could be the component, sir. That could not be the total CB unit. I'm talking about a total unit, let's say an SKU. For example, Blue Star doesn't have too much SKUs in certain areas, so they import the whole unit out. They don't import an ID separate or something. That could be the component aspect. But that cannot be a total value in total volume in terms of 30-35% of the CPU coming imported.
No, no. If you see, I mean, every customer, every brand have their own strategy of importing. They import CPU, they import IDU also, you know. And there are many brands which are present in India, like Mitsubishi, like Toshiba, like, you know, Lloyd's, like O General, like Micromax. There are many, many brands, which do, import and as well as look for a local solution. So it's a strategy from brand to brand, from brand to brand. So this is my information, which I see around, that it is around 30%, which is the CD overhead, and that creates an opportunity for us also.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question. I now hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope we've been able to answer all the queries. And in case you require any further details, you may please contact us or our investor relations advisors, strategic growth advisors. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you.